This is the Toxic Tangents podcast.
They'll click play. Trust me, they will.
They'll gravitate towards it. And some of these celebrities suck at fucking podcasting, bro. Stick to acting or rapping, please.
Yes.
Like some of y'all just trash at the shit.
Yeah, they really do. I might have to cut this next part out that I'm about to say, but put it on the Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, hit up Toxic Tangents. Or wait, patreon.com/toxic tangents. For some extra toxicity. But real quick, everybody listen to this five-star this podcast. Five stars. Rate me 5 stars. Make sure you're following it. If you're not, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube and like the video. But
Hey, bro, with a review too, man. That shit helps, bro.
Oh, it does on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, leave that young review real quick. Come on, you already know what it is. Y'all know what to do if you're really fucking with me. If you're not, I'm going to find out who you are and I'm going to send somebody to your house. You know what I'm saying? Let's play I never do this, but this or that. All right, so would you take marrying a woman with smelly pussy? I mean, like, this shit is disgusting. Like, it smells like last week's fucking catfish dinner.
Bro.
That your cat threw up. That's what it smelled like. Would you rather take that or a wife that'll have sex with you one time on your wedding night and then never again? But here's a catch. She's bad as hell. She'll do everything else. Like, give you head and shit, but she's not going to let you fuck. But is she bad as hell?
Damn. Well, I'm going to go with the one time, bro. Nigga, I smelled cat throw up before, bro. That shit's unbearable, bro. You can't do that.
For real, I've never had a cat, so I don't know.
Bro, I had a cat when I was little, bro. That motherfucker threw up from time to time. That shit is one of the most... Oh, bro, that shit is giving me nightmares, bro. And I had a cat when I was fucking little, bro. Nigga, I'm 34. What the fuck? Like, nigga, I had a cat when I was like, I want to say 8. I still remember that smell. So, the one time fucking, bro, hey...
Damn.
Hold on. Now she giving head throughout the year?
Well, yeah. Like, if you ask for her for head, like, she down. Like, she'll suck your dick, whatever. Or, you know, do whatever, you know, jack you off, whatever, all that shit. But she not going to fuck, though, except for that wedding night.
All right, it's cool. I'll take the one fuck. Minus the smell of the cat throw up. That shit's fucking terrible, bro.
Yeah, and she a 12. She is a 12. Everywhere you go, you got niggas like, damn, nigga. That's your bitch.
Wait a minute. What's the smelly cat puss girl? What's her like rating and shit?
She cool. She just average, you know.
She's not ugly, but she's the smell? Oh,
yeah, but she alright, you know, pretty. Not you know, nothing to write home about, but
nigga. Hell
but
no.
She don't fuck though. She'll fuck.
Nigga, you wouldn't be able to fuck cause the smell is that fucking bad. Your shit
get
gonna
you
go
a nose
bad,
plug and all right, about to dive in. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. Hey, that shit's gonna go straight through the nose plug, bro. You never smelled a cat throw up before?
Nah, not cat throw up. I smelled some bad pussy before.
Which one's worse? I'm gonna have to go with the cat throw up, bro.
Oof. I knew you would change your mind. I fucking knew it. A man can't live like that.
Shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? How the fuck does that look? You got to jack off every night instead of fuck your wife. That's right there.
Looks pretty bad, bro.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, we're going to try to get rid of the smell, though, bro. We're going to try our best throughout the year.
You try as you might. It ain't going nowhere.
What about throw some holy water on that beat?
You should take it to church. That's deep. Well, shit. So do you think that's the reason why women's vagina smell is because they're, you know, the pussy is possessed? Not them necessarily, but their pussy is possessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got some type of evil spirit in their loins.
Damn, you think God gave them that type of curse?
Oh no, I don't think that's God. That's Satan.
Hey, it makes sense though. I mean, they were the first one to eat that fucking apple.
There you go.
Damn.
But see, and then look at it. So it's the devil in there because they've been fucking all the time. You know what I'm saying? They say, and women will even say that, right? Like, that's kind of how you get bad pussy health, is if you're having too much sex with too many different partners and things like that. Look, I don't, at the end of the day, I don't have a pussy, so I'm probably just talking nonsense. But that's what they say, you know.
Yeah.
Despite all this shit, I've heard so much shit like, oh, actually, women are better, are made to have more sexual partners, actually. And then I've also heard the opposite because of that reason, because of health reasons. I heard that on a couple like sex positive podcasts, and I think I read it too on some article online. But
okay,
I don't understand that part. Like, you know, how are they built to have sex? Well, think about it. Men, we fuck, we bust, and then you soft for a minute. A woman, she just got a hole, so you just, you know, keep going up in there.
That shit.
So I guess, maybe that is true. Yeah.
Nah, her shit gonna get inflamed, because ain't that shit kind of like a muscle? And your shit gonna fucking, that shit get inflamed, her shit gonna be burning.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what type of pussy she has, you know? Like, I guess I need to ask a woman who's ever, you know, done like a train of, you know, a whole bunch of dudes, and they're like, okay, so how did your pussy feel afterward? You know, did you dry up? Was it fun? Did you like it? You know, did it stretch you out? Are you the same afterward? You know, did you go to church?
Do a fucking survey?
Yeah, did you kiss your grandma afterward? Like, what's going on?
Damn. You know? What if they got that cat throw up puss, though? I wonder if that has, like, you know what I mean? Something that, you know what I mean? Shit.
I don't know. I'm under the impression that good pussy, like, sometimes it does stink. I don't know. So let's get into a segment that I just made up called Let's Be Honest. Let's be honest.
All right.
Have you ever had sex with a woman and she was not smelling her best?
Yeah, bro. All men has done that.
All right. I like being honest, bro.
Like,
all right, fair enough.
If a nigga say he's not, he capping, bro.
I was waiting for you to lie, to be honest.
Oh, you thought I was going to be like, nah, only fuck clean puss?
Yeah.
Hell no. What the fuck?
Okay, so talk about one of these times. Like, did you keep fucking? Well, first of all, how did you meet her?
I think I met her at a party in college, bro. You know what I mean? Like, her face didn't match her puss, though.
What?
Like, she was a nice, wholesome looking girl. Looked like she, you know, had really good hygiene and shit. Nah, bro. Straight fucking opposite. The thing about it is, like, I fuck, but I know how to make myself bust quick. So I was like, all right, bro, I'm going to have to get in and out. You feel me?
Mm.
That's what happened, bro. And it was like, it was a stench, bro. That shit was fucking horrible. That shit was supposed to like cat throw it, bro. It was kind of like neck and neck. You feel me? I still got through it, though. I still got through it. So
you said a nice, wholesome girl. So was she actually a wholesome girl, or did she just look like it? Because, you know, some of these thoughts, they just look so innocent, and I love it.
Bro, if your puss stink, you're not wholesome at that moment. It's over.
Okay,
bro.
So it was all just deceiving.
Yeah.
Deceiving niggas.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, she had the worst smelling kind, too. So, hey, motherfuckers out there, don't let the wholesome look fool you, bro.
Yeah, what type of girl was she? What she look like besides a wholesome look?
She was light skinned.
Rater, scale of 1 to 10.
She was like a 6, bro. Maybe a 5.
So cute. You know what I mean? / average. All right.
She was average. You feel me?
All right. So she had busted curly hair and shit,
but
so you busted quick. What, 5 minutes?
Nah, nigga, it was like 2 minutes. I had to get in and out, bro. Right,
that's a nice excuse. That's a nice excuse, my nigga. Next time I bust quick, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, you know that pussy. That pussy smelled like shit. You know, I just had to hurry up and get out of there, get what I needed. Yeah,
it wasn't smelling kosher, bro. Like, it's a nice excuse though, bro. It's like
not Jewish. Got it.
Yeah, not at all.
So does that mean that Jewish women have like the best pussy then?
Shit, because
like, they gotta be kosher.
Jewish woman, let me know, bro. Because I ain't never fucked a Jewish woman. Have I? No.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Not to my knowledge. I mean, if they were Jewish, I didn't know. But
yeah,
I've heard Jewish women give tough hand jobs. Like real strong grip on the shit.
Man, they out there Western gripping that shit? What the fuck?
Shit, I God damn. Shit, that's the type of wife I need. Like, damn.
With the strong grip?
Only on my dick.
Hey, she like, practicing.
Don't be trying to arm wrestle me now. Yeah, exactly. I could pass her the jar. Like she gonna look like me? Look at me like a bitch. Like,
yeah. Like yeah. You can't do this shit. You like, God damn. Wait a minute. Where the fuck did you hear about Jewish girls giving tough hand jobs?
So I heard it two places. I heard this somewhere in college. Somebody was talking shit about Jewish women. Hey, look, for everybody listening and watching, I ain't got nothing against Jewish people. I'm not anti-Semitic.
Let that disclaimer be known.
Yeah, let's get that straight. If you're Jewish, keep listening. Shit, in fact, DM the pod. DM the pod and let us know what you think about that statement. Yeah, that's crazy. But shout out to the summer, though.
Where'd you go to college then?
Me? I went to college at Colorado State.
Okay.
University. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't think I ran into any Jewish women there, to my knowledge.
I don't think it's any there, bro. What the fuck probably. Colorado got, bro? They got the creators of South Park and shit.
In terms of bitches? Or what?
I mean...
Just in general.
Just in general. I know they smoke hella weed and it's creators of South Park and shit.
Yeah, we got legal weed. After, you know, after they did that, after they legalized that shit, everybody started moving here. And I know a lot of it was to, you know, so they wouldn't have to worry about the shit and niggas be, you know, coming here, buying it legally and then, you know, shipping it where they want to ship it. And
yeah. Flip like that shit.
Yeah. But let's see. What else do we have? We have a lot of outdoor shit.
Of course. So, shit.
Yeah. Fucking hot springs. Yeah. Fishing hiking, shit. Winter sports, all that, which I don't do. So that's probably why I want to move out of Colorado eventually, because I don't do Colorado shit. Like I do city shit, and this isn't the biggest city. So it's kind of, I'm kind of an idiot for not taking advantage of Colorado. But let's see, what else we got? We got shrooms is decriminalized here.
All right, Amy Schumer's. Okay.
Yeah, for all the druggies. But anyway, yeah, shout out to the summertime. Shout out to Hoochie Daddy season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every man need a pair of Hoochie Daddy shorts. You feel me? That's a, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact. Like, you gotta, you know?
Yeah, bro. You got a couple, bro?
Hell yeah. Shit, I'm wearing some right now.
Shit, bro. I got two, bro. For real. Gotta have a couple of them.
Including my jorts, four.
Yo, George, what the fuck is George? Yep,
George. Yes, I said it. George. J-O-R-T-S. My nigga.
George. Is that jean shorts?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes, sir. In the summertime. Yes, sir. Yeah, sure. I'm wearing these. Shout out to pause.
Pause all the way.
Shout out to Different Than Most clothing brand. What up, OJ? Yeah, that's
they created those.
Yeah, there's some good shorts. Go look them up.
Okay. They're
nice and comfortable. But yeah, I'm honestly at first I wasn't really into this shit, but then I thought about it, like if I'm gonna wear some shorts, I'm gonna wear some shorts. Like, what's the point of you remember like in the you know early mid 2000s shit, niggas would wear shorts and they like came down to your ankles and shit.
Man, I hated that shit,
How
bro.
Fucking retarded is that at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I rocked those, though, back in the day, too.
Everybody
bro.
Did.
Oh, my God. Everybody. Can't you those? Nigga, those was pants. Like, why the fuck
No, they were pants? They were capris. Baggy capris. How
they
stupid.
Were, bro.
How, like, honestly, how stupid is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas wearing oversized clothes. Like, niggas look stupid.
That shit was dumb as fuck, bro. But I ain't gonna lie, bro. I wore all that shit, bro. The oversized
everybody
shirt.
Did. Everybody did. Nobody wore clothes that fit them.
Bro, we were looking so stupid, bro.
It just is what it is. You know where I think that comes from like just homophobia, like niggas making sure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they just want to make sure, like, you know, being extra niggerish. I'm like, come on, man. This is, yeah.
Bruh. Hey, also, bro, the shorts got shorter because it made more sense to fucking hoop in them, bro. You can't hoop in them baggy-ass shorts.
On God.
Ball get caught. You trying to go in between the legs. She getting caught and shit. It's like,
on God.
Man. Yeah, that era was dumb, bro. I hated the clothing fucking in that area. Fucking jeans, hella fucking.
That was a nasty era, and some niggas is stuck in that shit. Like, even down to, like, you know, like just regular jeans and shit. Like, if you're wearing jeans that aren't skinny, why are you wearing jeans? That's just, it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's wearing boot cut jeans unless you 40 plus.
Yeah, 40
like,
plus. God,
if you 40 plus, I'm okay with it because you ain't got no business dressing like a 20-year-old. You know, then it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? You ever seen one of them old niggas that's dressing all young and shit? You like, that's
they look stupid weird. Though because they get all colors and shit and be all looking hella off and shit.
Oh, God. You look like somebody's dad trying to be cool.
Yeah, they get shit off the mannequin. Hey, give me the mannequin shit, bro.
But check it. The thing is they still, if they're single, they still get more bitches than us, probably.
That's true. The
fucked up part. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Them old niggas that look crazy, don't be matching, try to look fly, be getting all the hoes.
Getting all of them, bro. Man.
Shout out to Daddy Issues.
You make sense right there. Shout out to Daddy Issues, this nigga.
Oh, God.
Hey, you're right, though, bro. Hey, but guess what, though? When we hit 40 and shit, bro, it's over.
Well, shit, I hope I'm married by the time I'm 40.
Bro, I hope so, too, but damn, man.
But if I'm not, yeah.
This landscape is getting kind of tough.
It's going to be too easy when I'm 40 because I'm going to have shit. I mean, I got shit, but I'm going to have shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
yeah, you see that? You see that club? You see this whole block? Yeah, I own that.
Yeah.
Boom. Easy. Let's go to the crib. Which crib you want to go to? Come on.
Bro, I can't wait to have multiple cribs, bro.
Shit.
That's just a different level type of flex.
Oh, God, it is.
You're like, bro, I got hella cribs, though. Nigga's like, hella cribs? What the fuck? Nigga, you talking about Monopoly? Nah, nigga. I got the cribs.
This episode of the Toxic Tangents Podcast is brought to you by none other than you. The beautiful and ugly listeners, go ahead and do me a beautiful favor and leave a review on Apple Podcast if you're on there. If you're not, I guess keep listening, all right? But please do that. Reviews really help the show. I love you. All right, back to the show.
Toxic Tangents Podcast.
Let's get into a little bit of toxic news.
All right.
Mystical.
Oh,
the man got arrested on assault charges, on grape charges with a G.
Yeah. Gotta say it like that, bro. Yeah. YouTube don't commend them on that shit, bro.
Damn.
Demonetized quickly.
What's crazy is I feel like niggas was fucking with him too, you know. Even when we knew he was a crackhead, all this shit. That nigga was hella crackhead. Didn't he had some shit in the past too, but
yeah,
now it's like, you know, and niggas are still rocking with him, but now it's like, nah, we done with you, bro. Like, ain't nobody saving you. Throw him under the jail, man.
Bro, he doing dumb shit right now. You know he's doing dumb shit back in the past? He getting caught up for the same shit.
Right.
It's like, bruh. And people wasn't rocking with him, too, after he got caught with the grape shit, bro. Like, yeah. Nigga, then you start figuring out he smoking crack and shit and doing all types of tomfoolery. Yeah,
I never understood that about celebrities. Like, you're a celebrity. These women want you already. You already don't have to do as much as the normal guy, but who knows? Maybe he fell off that hard. You know what I'm saying? And
hey, you know what I be thinking though differently though, bro? Like, look at it like this though. In my eyes, me and you a celebrity, bro. Celebrity be normal as motherfuckers.
Right.
And just be talented at something.
Exactly.
So if that motherfucking Mystical wasn't a good rapper, he still be grapey.
Yep. Some freaking creep.
Yeah.
Now, I never even thought he was all that great of a rapper. Oh. Nobody from the South. Hey, I just lost all my listeners from the South. Yeah, it is what it is. Come on, man. You know what good music is.
Bro, you wasn't fucking with Mystical? Silk the Shocker, bro. Come on, bro. Master P, make them say,
I never really fucked with that whole movement that Master P had. I mean, shout out to him. No, I definitely respect it. You know, yeah. Great businessman. Bro, the man was a rapper and a ball player in the NBA at the same time.
Nigga, that's like, talent.
People forget that Master P was in the NBA while he was rap, like actually yeah. had a successful rap career and all this other business stuff. Like, that's mm-hmm. crazy.
That shit wild, bro. And he was
niggas act like it didn't even happen.
Yeah, like that shit don't exist, bro. They just be talking shit about his ugly ass shoes. The shoes getting better though. They yeah. still kind of like, damn, bro. These shits kind of trash though. Man,
let me see if I can find what those look like. Bro, I never had them, but I know what them rap snacks be. I'm not gonna lie, I finally got some. They were in a Best Buy of all places.
They was in a fucking Best Buy.
Yeah, they were in a Best Buy. I was buying some shit, probably for this podcast. And then I seen them in there. There was like they're the jalapeno honey flavor. Something. I'm not gonna lie, them shits was busting.
They smacking. Damn.
Hell yeah, my nigga.
Damn.
I need to get them to sponsor the show. What up, Rap Snacks?
Hell yeah.
they'll probably never sponsor this show because I just talk shit.
Nah, fuck that. We gonna manifest that shit. Fuck that. Yeah. You about to get the sponsor, bruh. Down the line, bruh.
What is it called? Yeah. Magnati, right? They don't look too bad.
Let me
see if I can pull that up.
They getting better though. But to me, they still kind of ugh, though. They could get a little bit better, bruh. We going in the right direction, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I guess. But while we talking about music, Beyonce, you know, her album dropped recently, is bussing.
For real, I ain't even listened to that shit yet, bro.
I'm not going
to
lie. I heard Break My Soul, obviously, and then the Energy. I like that song, Energy. It's really good.
Bro, I ain't listening to none of that shit, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, it's not like I don't listen to Beyonce.
Yeah.
So
it's cool if you do, bro.
You like, right, bro. Bro, no, trust me. I'm a listen to the album because I don't give a fuck what you niggas think. Like, nigga, it's Beyonce.
Yeah. But yeah,
here go what the shoes look like.
Come on,
those are cool with that.
I'm fucking with those.
Yeah, I'm not rocking with
them. Okay, go back, bro. Go back.
Them right here?
Them is hard,
these
though.
These are straight.
I'm not too sure. He got a couple.
Shout out to Percy Miller. They're made in Italy.
Okay.
They're not crazy expensive, neither. $274, so yeah.
Hell yeah. That's a quarter's worth of rent.
You know what? Eventually, I'm going to buy a pair just to support black business.
Yeah.
And
please don't
told
get
me,
those though, bro. Them
nah,
shits,
nah, nah.
Ugh, bro. God damn.
Somebody told me that I need to stop doing that, but suck my dick.
Who told you to stop spending at black businesses?
I forget who told me. And no, this is really true. Somebody told me that because basically they're saying like sometimes you just need to buy a good product. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just spending your money with black people just because sometimes we do create bullshit businesses just like everybody else. And sometimes you are just buying some bullshit and you are wasting your money. You know what I'm saying?
Man, but what I hate about that fucking statement is that they act like us as black people ain't looking at other black people. And if they shit suck, we not buying that shit. We holding these motherfuckers to a higher standard now. We like, nah, the product gotta be good now too.
Right.
Fuck that. They act like we just buying because it's black. Fuck that. That shit ass. We ain't buying. Fuck. Yeah. We get some advice. So we'd be like, bro, like, I need to do a little better. But I personally don't buy because it's black. Nah, the product good.
It's
great that they're a black person.
I do. And I'm not going to lie. There's been some times where I'm looking at it and I'm like, eh. But here, because you look like me here, I'm going to help you out. So niggas can't never say, oh, you do that. Like, nah, that's, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing is it's always subjective. Like in your eyes, it could be trash. And then later down the road, you find out like, oh, shit, they shit them blew up. Oh, OK. You know what I mean? Like
Shit, yeah, but trash blow up every day, bro.
Bet. And honestly, I don't care. Yeah. Like, if it, just like this podcast, if you think this shit is trash, I'm gonna be rich off this shit. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, nigga, if I was a rapper, I could start a music career today and be a rapper. And everybody could think my shit is trash, but as long as I'm making millions, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and that goes to every trash ass rapper, singer, whatever type of artist out there, mm-hmm. who gives a fuck. As long as you making money, fuck their opinion. Yeah. Like, because apparently somebody like it, right?
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Like we were saying, numbers don't lie.
Nope. Don't lie at fucking all.
Yeah. But mean, yeah, everybody go to that Mugnati website and, yeah, buy some of those sneakers. They got a lot of different styles, too. So you going like something. Don't get the same pair as me.
Yeah, they had a couple fire styles in that shit, though.
Yeah, and my birthday is actually coming up, motherfuckers. So if you wanted to get me a present, yeah, you can get me them size 11.5. Give me them all black joints. So yeah, fuck with me.
Nigga playing out the Kanye World too.
Yeah, shit. Oh, shit. You heard that new Rowdy Rebel album?
Rowdy Rebel? Nah, I don't listen to bruh. I listen to like West Side Gun and shit.
Oh, okay, bet.
Conway the Machine and Rock Marciano. And
yeah, that Griselda niggas, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that shit is hard,
bruh. Shit's super hard. Wait, who's the Roddy Rebel nigga? Who's that?
You know, with Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, I know Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, he was a dude that had from GS9 that had got locked up with him and all that. And remember, they were locked up for a while. Finally got out with like last year or something like that.
It was like last year and shit.
Yeah, so he finally dropped the album and. Or maybe it was this year, something like that. Anyway, finally dropped the album. It's all right. He got a couple good joints on it.
Is that shit like drill music or some shit? Would you consider it drill music?
Kind of, I would say.
Okay.
But I don't know. Go listen to it. It's worth listening. I thought it was all right.
Okay.
They got that joint with A Boogie, you know that old song with Ja Rule and them, that I'm from New York. They kind of did another version of that with A Boogie and them. So yeah, that shit was cool.
Okay,
but other than that, I was like, it's all right.
Kind of mid. You give it like a six or seven.
Yeah, because he's black, I'll give it a six.
All right.
yeah.
Yeah. Now, what the fuck have I been listening to? I've been actually listening to this bro's from like, he's from St. Louis, but he moved out here to San Diego because like I live in San Diego, but I'm from the Bay. I'm from Oakland and shit.
Okay.
So I went to this showcase and bro's name is like, his name is 18 Scales. I've been listening to his album. Yeah. The shit is jazzy, bro. Got a little bop to it and shit. You feel me? So
18 Scales, I'm gonna have to look it up,
bruh. I'm slapping his shit, and then Joey Badass, that nigga just dropped some shit. You slap up Joey Badass?
Yeah, I ain't heard his new shit yet though.
1,000, yeah, that shit's pretty good, except for one song. I ain't even gonna tell you the song what it is, but as soon as you hear, bro, you gonna know. You gonna be like, man, what the fuck? Why is this shit on here? But the rest of the album though, shit smacking, bro. So. That's like the shit I be listening to and shit. You feel me? So I've been on.
So I want to get into another segment. All right.
All right.
Toxic opinions. I want to know what's one toxic opinion that you have. It could be about your industry or relationship.
It's going to be, all right, it's going to be toxic in kind of relationships. I feel like a woman should know how to fucking cook. If I know how to cook and shit, how come you can't know how to cook?
Damn, we just lost all our women listeners, all the two women that did listen to this shit. Yep, they're done. They're done.
I said I know how to cook. I know how to whip shit up for myself.
Just so everybody knows, I didn't say it. I didn't say it, everybody. It was him.
You find that toxic, though, Julius, bruh?
All women should know how to cook. I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to play it safe and ask you, why do you feel that way?
Because I know how to fucking cook.
Yeah.
I feel like, look.
Ah, okay. All right. So then, see, it's not that toxic. But real quick, before we get further into this, we never introduced you to the fucking show. That was just a warm up. You know what I'm saying? You see how dope this is? Give a quick introduction real quick.
Yo, bro. Hey, people out there. My name is Kamal. Some people call me the Black Seinfeld. Some people call me Magic. Those are my aliases. You feel me?
Oh, so that must be why we was talking about Jewish shit. The Black Seinfeld.
It all ties together. You feel me?
Yeah,
man. So, me out there like a black news anchor at this point. Like, I have a black news channel and like the black media. So, like, I consider myself like a show creator. And I put my shows on YouTube. And then also, since I know how to put in audio format, I've also put it as a podcast. So with my shows, I got like 3 of them on YouTube and then 2 of them put in podcast format. So that's about me, you feel me?
That's a lot of shows.
Hell yeah, I upload every day except for Sunday. And I might start uploading on Sunday. Sometimes I try to take off like Sunday, just be on some chill shit or whatever. But I upload every day. And the thing about it, though, I feel like I try to bring balance to news, you feel me? Because, like, I hate how they try to depict black people and, like, us detrimental when it comes to news all the time or that shit blowing up. So I try to bring some good stories, too, and try to bring, like, some shit that black people are doing great in the world and stuff like that. But I also get into the ratchetness and the debauchery and shit like that. And I also talk about these white motherfuckers out here, too. You feel me? I might, you know, they be on the bullshit. I talk about that shit. But some of them, if they doing something good, I just thought like, you know, a little bit, like a line or two. You know how I like to do in like regular news when black people do good shit?
I love it.
Yeah. So that's what I do, bro. That's me. That's who I am and shit. So, you know what I mean? And like I said earlier, bro, like, I've been listening to your podcast, and that's another thing, bro, that be irking me. Motherfuckers be hopping on shit and don't listen to the shit. You could tell they don't listen to it because you could tell by the banter or how you talk within. It's like, I listened to your shit, Julius, so I was like, I knew what was going to happen while I come on here and shit. You feel me? Yeah. So people out there, bro, y'all trying to be guests on shit, bro, support the shit first. You feel me? You can do a little review. 5 stars or something. If you want Twitter,
exactly. You can follow the podcast.
Follow it, yeah, bro. A lot of motherfuckers be just trying to be guests on shit, just to be guests on shit. That shit whack, bro.
Yeah,
and I'm talking spicy right now. You might need.
Hell yeah, nah, fuck it, talk your shit. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I agree. I definitely agree, but. You know, the more I do this, I got to be realistic because, first of all, there's millions of podcasts out there. And if you're constantly collabing with people, you can't expect everybody. I mean, I could see, like, okay, no, I don't really listen to your show, but I at least, you know, click play, like, right before, you know, like a day or two before we record, if anything, you know, just to hear a little bit or something, because a lot of these people, they never heard you, like they never heard of you, especially, you know, if they're reaching out, or I'm sorry, if you reaching out to them, like they've never heard you in their life. So they're like, sure, I'm down. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, but if you reach out to the other person though, then I think you should like do your homework. I feel like this shit's kind of like, it's kind of like homework, right?
Oh, like if you saying if I were to reach out to you to be on your show, like do my homework about you.
Exactly. That's why.
Yeah, that's what I'm meaning, not gonna lie. That's a little wild if you don't.
A lot of motherfuckers don't, bro. You could tell by how they get on shows and shit.
Yeah. They're probably just going down the list of, you know, the top 200. Like, let's see. Which, hey, it is what it is. This is a business. So the more I'm doing this, I'm starting and I'm trying my best not to be, you know, not to take shit personally. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So,
but it's your work though, bro. Like, it's your creative doings and shit. Of course, you're gonna take shit personal a little bit.
Yeah, but like I said, certain things you just gotta let it be that. You know, I mean, shit. You probably know better than me. You reach out to people and not everybody says yeah. So
oh yeah, man, I get plenty of motherfucking no's ignore. It's all cool with me.
Yeah.
You know?
It really sucks if you really wanted to be on that show. Like, I know it would make great content. Like, crickets. I'm like, well, actually, fuck you. Fuck your show. And fuck your mama. No. That's really how you feel at first. And then, you know, you got to just come back down to earth and be like, all right, so maybe we're not going to fit. You know?
Yeah. But
it is what it is.
But you align up with who you need to. You feel me?
Yeah. But back to your cooking thing. So honestly, I think that's fair because you said you cook. But at the same time, if you can cook, why do you want a woman that can cook? You can do the cooking then.
Nah, we gonna
she
go.
She ain't gotta know how to cook.
Half and half.
Oh shit, half and half.
Yeah, actually, we could cook.
That ain't gonna get no bitch.
Hey, half and half on the cooking. Most of these niggas don't know how to cook. The fuck?
No, we don't.
I'm an anomaly.
We know how to air fry.
Yeah, see?
We know how to air fry wings and salmon now because of TikTok. And
salmon. Air fryer. See? I'm kind of like an anomaly, though, bro. I could whip up some shit, bro. I know how to cook. You feel me? My thing is, like, we cook half and half. Hell, sometimes I might cook majority. It's just sometimes we could cook together, too. That shit's fucking tight, bro, when you're cooking together with your woman and shit.
Hmm.
Oh, bro. Try that shit, bro.
You know, one of my fantasies is, you know, just being in the kitchen, like in the morning or something, and then, you know, I got a girl just cooking in there, you know, so my girl cooking naked.
Yeah.
Or just in a thong or something, and then I just come up behind her and just start fucking her while she cooking.
What's she whipping up, though? Pancakes or some grease
cooking them bacon and eggs, and just slide that in there, you know what I'm saying? Wakey, wakey, eggs and dick.
Eggs and dick, bruh.
One day, I'm going to make it happen. It's on my bucket list.
Man, ladies out there, you hear that, bruh? Y'all hear that? That's Julia's fantasy. Y'all take note, shit. But yeah, that's just my take on it because, okay, if it's dudes out there that's saying a woman should know how to cook and they don't know how to cook, I personally believe they need to shut the fuck up. Like, for real, shut your ass up. But I know how to fucking cook, bro. I be whipping up the good shit, and it's like some of my shit look nasty, but the shit tastes good. Trust me, I done had plenty of people taste shit. But they say my shit look like prison food at
times. My nigga. So I actually think the same thing about anytime I cook something. I think in general, men, we don't know how to make things look pretty when we cook. You know, like women, they just cook and they just do it right. And it'll just be all fucking Instagrammable. I'm like,
yep.
I don't even know how to do that. I've cooked plenty of shit. I'm like, this shit is bussing, but do not take a picture. Do not take a picture.
Look like dog shit, but no,
this is not for the gram, bitch. Is it? Hell yeah. Man. Shit, let's get into this last segment. Damn, the internet is toxic.
Damn, the internet is toxic. You can say that the fuck again. God damn.
So this first one, it comes from a different podcast. Shout out to them. I don't know them yet. Maybe I'll collab in the future, but they're called the Humbly Arrogant podcast.
Oh, that's a good little name. The Humbly Arrogant. You motherfuckers. What a great name. Damn.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Can you hear this?
Have all at some point made over.
Yeah, I can hear it.
For both of us.
There we go.
Right? Is it really?
No.
If sex is number one on your list and romance is number one on my list,
it's not
but
same.
Sex is number two, so hey, I still benefit, but it's not really what I'm focusing on and what I want.
It's not the same.
Is it? Is it the same? No, it's fucking not. Just because what you want just so happens to possibly benefit me, and in my case it does because I don't have whack sex, but just because what you want just because what you want happens to benefit me on the back end, that has nothing to do with the fuck I said I wanted.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with what my needs are and what my expectations of you are and what you have to do to be able to get what you wanted in your truth. That's why I say the nice guy is BS.
Yo, what up? We got Patreon. Subscribe to our Patreon if you want some extra bonus content, some uncut audio and video versions of these episodes, and other shit that's way too toxic for public consumption. There'll be a link in the show notes, or you can just hit up patreon.com/toxictangents, or go to the Patreon app if it's already on your phone, search Toxic Tangents, and yeah, I'll see you over there.
Toxic Tangents. She went off.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, okay, maybe I'm ignorant, but I thought sex went under romance. Like, ain't they kind of, don't they go hand in hand, kind of? That's what I thought. You feel me?
Like it's a part of romance.
Yeah, I thought it go hand in hand. In my world, shit.
Damn, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't even think about it like that. That's a good point.
That's what I fucking thought. I thought it's like it's coincide. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That one person might lack the romance a little bit and be a little, the sex is a little bit more, but it kind of still kind of go hand in hand. I feel like, I don't think women are fucking dudes that ain't hitting them with some type of fucking romance.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like that's kind of her point is like, you know, and I guess in her particular situation, she wasn't necessarily like sex wasn't number one. She wanted the romance first. And some guys, they want the sex first and then the romance.
Yeah.
Because I guess she was talking about, and this is what I say all the time. Like, you know how sometimes women want you to kind of work for the pussy or whatever. And I'm like, okay, don't we both want to have sex though? So I guess it's kind of like a rebuttal to that statement is like, well, sex isn't even number one on my list. Sure. So I don't know. The way I see it is like, maybe you should only deal with people that you have the same priorities with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If both of your same priorities are sex, then boom, there you go. If both of your same priorities are romance, then even better.
There you go. But I just feel like in my head, I feel like women ain't really fucking dudes or fucking with dudes if they ain't hitting them with at least some slight type of romance.
Right.
I feel like even if it's just the slightest, like, you know, the nigga texting her, hey, you look beautiful today. You know, a little sweet talk here and there. It's like, I'll be feeling like, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
She giving up, like, she fucking. I don't feel like there's women out there, right? You feel me? That's fucking dudes. That's number, you know, sex is number one on their list. Hell, at that point, maybe the woman sex is number one on the list and she don't even know it.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to know, where are these women where the sex is first on their list? Where are they? Where the fuck are they? God damn it. You feel me? Like, cause sometimes I'm like, no, I don't want to go out. I don't want to take you out. I don't want to spend no money. I don't want to take you on a date. No, yeah. I don't want to go and party with you. And well, a lot of times I'm down to hang out with her, but I don't want to hang out with you and your annoying fucking friends because them bitches get drunk and they get on my nerves. No, I'm just trying to fuck. Come back to the crib. Let's fuck. Like, there's got to be women out there. Like, well, no, not there's got to be. No. No, I'm too pussy. No. I'm saying I know these young ladies out there. If I had to guess, they're probably in the club or something like that. That's what people tell me. Like, yo, don't go looking for a girlfriend in the club because, you know, but even still, those are the type of girls. Me and my homie was just talking about it before this episode. Is like, I feel like all those girls that you meet in the club, they on some party shit. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes I'm like, yo, I don't want a party. I'm trying to fuck. I'm not trying to party, yo.
Hey, so you know what I've been thinking though? You know how they say, like, you know, you should meet women in different areas to get like different results and shit. But it seems like we're conditioned to only meet women in like either social media apps, clubs, or bars for the most part. Cause I was thinking like today, right? Was it today or yesterday? It was yesterday, actually. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store and in my head, I'm like, I seen a couple nice young, you know, looking ladies, you feel me? And they just grocery shopping. I was like, yo, would it be wild if I hollered at one of them here in a grocery store? Doesn't it seem like a wholesome place to holler at a girl
Yeah. I don't think that would be wild. In all honesty, nah.
Bro, I be feeling like you might get some shit if you holler at a girl in a grocery store. Like, or it's like, I feel weird trying to holler at a girl in the grocery store. I feel like it's not an appropriate place.
I think it's appropriate to holler at a woman anywhere, except maybe church, but or maybe the hospital. Well, actually, if she's right by her, you know, her grandmother who's on her deathbed, don't walk in there trying to holler at her like, hey, yo, let me get your Instagram real quick, though. Nah, don't do that. But
what if she in the hospital bed, bro, like, laid up, but she looking good as fuck though. You like,
oh, like about to die or just like healing up from getting a boob job?
Nah, she about to croak, bruh. It's about to be over.
I mean, you might want to slide in on that and just see, like, hey, you know, just one last wish before you out of here, like,
yeah, one last hurrah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. And then you could even bust inside her too, because she about to die anyway. So,
hey, you got a point though. Take the baby with her though? That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
This definitely might be a motherfucking Patreon episode.
Yo, that's wild.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's appropriate to talk to a woman anywhere. You just gotta pay attention. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of guys don't do, is pay attention to shit. Like, you know, like, bitches see you looking like way before you saw them, you know, like, mm-hmm. always, for some crazy reason, because, you know, they got their head on a swivel and eyes in the back of their pussy. Shit is crazy. But so that's all I'm saying, is you need to pay attention. If she was kind of trying to talk to you, she making known, she going to tip her hand. So just, there you go, fellas. Don't be a dumbass. But yeah, and I think that's why a lot of guys is like, oh, well, shit, nah, she just grocery shopping. Maybe I shouldn't talk to her, is because they don't know how to look for signs. But shit, today I was in the grocery store and, man, this Spanish fat ass. Crazy. She was in there with her baby, but she leaving the store and, you know, she got the baby in the cart about to pick up the kid. And then she, you know, she got like three bags trying to pick them up. You know, I'm like, well, you need some help.
Trying to be chivalrous, you feel me?
I'm like, you need some help? She's like, yeah, it's okay. I'm like, oh, all right. Kept it pushing. I wanted to pull up again later when she was in the parking lot, but I'm like, nah.
Yo, that.
I don't know. So, and sometimes it's a thin line, right? It just depends on what she's personally okay with, because sometimes women want you to, like, keep pursuing, but especially how shit is. It's,
bro, it's right. That's mystical shit, bro.
Like on that. Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's a thin line between, okay, I'm pursuing, and nah, this is getting creepy. Because to me, I'm like, just to play it safe, like the first sign of no or something like that. All right, nope, I'm good. I'm out. But some women are okay with you, and some of them even want you to keep pursuing, like, you know, a couple times on some Pepe Le Pew shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, like, I'm good. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Especially with all the rhetoric going around now, I'm like, nah, I'm cool. You know, if this ain't, you know what I'm saying? One no, I'm out. Why? Because there's other fish in the sea.
Yeah, bro. You gotta think to yourself, bro. You practicing out there because you about to be rich and you a celebrity, bro. So you can't be having that shit on you, bro.
Eggs,
for real. When you start having that mindset with the shit we doing, I'm like, yeah, I know it's fine with me. Maybe you help me out with that. No, you feel me? So
yeah, I want to play this other clip. It's talking about sex. Wait, is the algorithm cool about sex? Probably.
No. What, with the tubes? Nah, it's cool. You just can't say the grape word. You know what I mean? Can't really be saying that, and you just can't really be saying that you're gonna murk people.
Fellow men, to my fellow boys, to my fellow guys, next time you try to call a female dry, just know it ain't her, it's you, and you don't turn her on.
She said, do better, fellas. Do motherfucking better.
You ever had a dry one?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why I make lube, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Answer. That's why God made spit.
Exactly. We're coming with the logic. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. It's hard to disagree with her, you know. Like,
yeah, I kind of don't.
Yeah, her
I don't
pussy,
disagree, but
yeah, her pussy does get wet, just not for you, because yeah, she don't like you like that.
But then it made me think, though. Why are you having sex with a dude that don't turn you on? How do you get to that point?
Right. I mean, yo, there could be a lot of reasons. A lot of times, I don't know. Maybe a woman just. Maybe you really were a good guy and you were chivalrous and she was like, oh, well, okay. Or, you know, or maybe she did want to have sex, but maybe not tonight, you know, because that's a lot of the time with women. You know what I'm saying? Like, she does want to do it, just not tonight, you know? So, or maybe just in general, she wasn't in the mood, because that happens all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Got to get them in the mood, fellas.
Yeah.
Get them in the mood.
Yeah, and then sometimes, honestly, women, there's different levels of wetness.
There is, though, because it can be that creek kind of wetness where it's kind of like a little creek, and then it could be that fucking tsunami-ass shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Right, and then some women are just naturally wetter than others on top of all that.
Yeah, that's true.
It just is what it is.
Damn. You know what
I said? It's some natural shit.
Hey, do you think that woman, though, in the clip, though, she more, like, she run into more of being dry spelled and wet when it comes to her dealing with dudes and shit?
Ooh.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I just feel like if she wasn't, you know, running into men and just having a dry spell that much, she probably wouldn't complain as much because she's like, oh, I know a nigga get me wet. Fuck it. I'm going to deal with this.
Well, maybe it's just commentary. She's just talking shit, but yeah, I don't know if that's for personal experience, but it might be. Ooh, good point.
Damn, I'm gonna go with you, Julius. It's commentary, because you know, like, you know them niggas that can't hoop, but they commentary on shit.
yeah.
Like, nigga, you ain't never hooped before. A nigga try to talk about football and be like, bro, you ain't never got smacked and tackled before. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let me do one last one.
Okay.
And, this is about interracial dating.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We got a lot of there's a lot of feelings about this, and it's like you always hearing something about it.
Y'all the only option, baby. I can go date an Indian, a Hispanic, a white man. Mm-hmm. Y'all not the only options out here who think y'all doing well,
you know,
for yourself, and that's the problem.
You know what's the problem?
Y'all done put yourselves on a pedestal,
you know,
when it comes to black women,
that's
and
true.
Y'all need to bring it on down, because we have gotten to start dating outside our race.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay,
true.
And finding a white man. You're not.
You know why y'all do that? Y'all do that and go make it look pretty, right?
And we having a time of our lives.
You is. But the moment all that glamour run out, that feel ain't there. That culture ain't there.
Ooh.
That hug ain't there. That hawking figure of a black man ain't there. So
Save
you know what
again.
Y'all do?
Please.
Y'all stay with this good. He may be a good man, but he ain't giving you that feel.
Again.
My family don't look at him the same. He don't look right in pictures with me.
Y'all
need to leave. And that's what y'all do.
Y'all be thinking y'all the only option.
That
baby,
one right there.
Date an Indian.
Hold on.
Okay.
Is that right there? He says he don't look good in pictures with me. That's. I think, if anything, that's the one that got her. Because
Everybody say, ooh.
Yeah, I think more so women than men, but everybody, they want that whatever on their arm to you know, to look good for the family, you know?
This be my thing. First of all, look, man, I've been in San Diego for like 17 years, man. I've been studying these white folks, bro. Go fuck with Brad if you fucking want. Find out he a damn serial killer. Are he more about that patriarchy system? More than black men.
Damn.
And that's what y'all hate. For real.
Yeah.
For real. They more about the woman being submissive and shit like that compared to black men. We just more kind of outspoken and it get promoted more. You feel me? But them white motherfuckers, especially Spanish men, they are about that shit. They expect their women to be all submissive and all that stuff. So I'm just like, go ahead, date out the race. To me, it don't really fucking matter. I don't care. I'm gonna find a black woman that wanna fuck with me. Look at me, nigga. I'm outside the race. Think about it. I'm outside the fucking race. Like,
so you can do whatever you want. You good?
Essentially, yeah. But I'm just like, bro. It's like that date outside the race, or like that whole dangling over, like, oh, I'm a black man or I'm a black woman, and I'm gonna date a white person. Go date them motherfuckers. They ain't that good them damn self. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hot ass shit. Go date an Asian person. Them niggas just as shitty as us at times, you feel me? I hung out with a bunch of motherfucking Cambodians. Shout out to Boothorn, Kim Sart, and them niggas out there in Oakland and stuff. Bro, it's all relative, bro. It's all more of a culture and a mindset. So I'm just like, go ahead, interracial date if you want. You figure out in the long run, like, bro, this shit kind of all the same. You either got good women or good men.
Right. So. Just men ain't shit anyway. So moral of the story, you can't get away from it. Sorry, ladies, you lose. None of us.
Damn. Hey, yo, two women listeners came back and was like, no, we clicking this off again. God.
Oh, God.
God damn.
I don't know. To me, it was like, it sounded like she only said that out of pettiness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even want to date outside your race. You just want to be petty. And which is why that guy said, all right, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Make my day.
That's the whole point. It's like, if you really want to do it, you actually wouldn't tell us about it. You just start fucking dating outside your race.
Right.
Just fucking do it. Nike it. God damn it. Nikai it. Shit. Fuck. Yeah,
fuck it. You want to go fuck fucking Connor? Go fuck Connor. You want to go fuck goddamn Ying? Go fuck Ying. You want to go fuck goddamn Mario? Go fuck Mario.
Go do it.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, just don't shit on us during the process.
Damn, you know what? That's literally what black women say to black men every fucking day. And still you get these corny ass niggas out here shitting on black women.
Oh my
saying,
God.
Oh yeah, well this is why I fuck white bitches, cause black women did it. I'm like, God,
I'm like, bro, shut like, up, bro,
you gotta stop. That's in general, that's the only thing I have to say about anybody dating out is like, dude, you don't, whether you're a male or female, you don't have to talk shit about your own people, cause at the end of the day it hurts you when you do that.
Yeah, they looking at you like a fucking coon. They like, nigga.
Oh no, they want people like that around because it validates their racism.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, when they done using their ass, they gonna throw their ass on the side of the road. All right, we have no more use.
Come on, man, tell them.
Yeah, out of here.
So like, they don't understand that. It's like y'all don't hear me though. So
man, Julius, you better tell their ass shit. I'll be tired of that shit. I'm like, all you motherfuckers, do the shit.
Yeah.
Fucking date outside your race, but shut the fuck up about down in your own race. You fucking look stupid and you fucking look like a coon and coonettes. Tie that.
I like that. I'm gonna take that. Coons and coonettes.
Yeah.
That might be the title of this episode. Coons and coonettes.
Hell yeah. I'm just tired of that shit, bro. And like, Julius, bro, don't you feel like that shit's running rampant when it comes to our culture and it's just it like throughout social media and get fucking promoted more than anything? I'm not seeing no white motherfuckers talking shit about a fucking Karen or something. I never see that shit. Have you seen a white man talk shit about
a I've heard them woman? Talk shit about women in general and, you know, white women talking shit about men in general, but not specifically race. White men or not specifically white men.
No.
I'll say that.
None of them groups do that shit. Asian men and Asian women, they don't do that shit. You know why?
Or actually, no, let me take that back. I have heard a white woman say the reason why she dates black men, and you know, then she was talking about like talking shit about white men and comparing us and shit like that. I have heard that. And honestly, yeah. I don't care about that because I'm not white. But
yeah,
let's be honest. That's something y'all gotta deal with. Tyler, y'all get y'all women.
Connor and Tyler, get her. Let me ask you this though, bro, because if them type of white women be having an archetype too, bro. Those type of women that talk about like, oh, this is why I date freaking black men because, you know, this white man does that. Usually those white women be fucking fat and sloppy looking.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Am I fucking wrong?
Bro.
Is it like, bruh, I guarantee them be the archetype of fucking white women that say that bullshit. That spew that.
We just lost all the white listeners.
Bro. Hey, and you know what? Us as black men, we need to start looking at them white women like they crazy, bro. Like, why are you talking about your white brother like that? That don't make no damn sense.
I might do it next time I hear them. Yeah, <I'm, laughs> just to start some shit.
Yeah. Hey, my bad, Julie. I'm making you lose all your listeners.
Yep. First we lost the women, but then they came back for a little bit. Then we lost the black women. Then we lost the white men. And then we lost the Asian men, and who else? The Hispanic men, and then now the white men. So,
hey, but think of it like this. It was equal opportunity for everybody.
Hey, everybody can get this fucking smoke. You heard it. That's what's up. Everybody getting this smoke on Toxic Tangents Podcast, motherfuckers. Yeah. You better follow this shit if you are. Okay, if you're not following, hit the follow button. If you're not subscribed, hit subscribe. If you haven't five-starred the podcast, five-star the damn podcast. What you doing? Leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you're on Apple. And, leave some damn comments if you're on YouTube. You feel
me? Hell yeah.
Yeah, join that young Patreon. This really might be a Patreon episode. I'm like 50-50 because
50-50 on the fifth.
If you watch and if this does make it to Patreon and you made it to Patreon,
thank you.
You are one of the beautiful listeners of this podcast. Thank you for pitching on the party.
Hell yeah!
Thank you for buying a cup. Thank you for bringing your own bottle. I appreciate you showing up. This is lit. Hit me up anytime you want me to come over there, be on your YouTube channel and your podcast.
Hey,
shout all your shit out,
bro. Hey, you're most definitely about to be on the it's called the Magic Think Tank Podcast, bro. You're gonna be a guest on there, bro. Shout out my brother Frank, that's who I do it with, you feel me? Also my other show called The Sears Glare, that's solely on YouTube. The Sears Glare.
Sears Glare.
Yeah, S-E-E-R apostrophe S Glare. And then my other show that I put in podcast form is called The Gab. And then Gab to me, I just found this, you know, it just clicked in my head. I've been doing it like 81 episodes. And I got this shit from shout out to my Reddit family, bro was talking about, like, you know, cause niggas was talking shit about my show or whatever, cause I said racial profiling and shit. So I had some
You were racial profiling.
No. On one of my episodes, my title was racial profiling getting out of control. And so I'm talking about how the influx of racial profiling getting crazy, especially in California, is like six times the fucking amount compared to every other state in the United States. And so, you know, I had them digital fucking blackface motherfuckers. You know what that mean? Digital blackface?
Like they have a social media accounts with a black person, but they're not really black.
Exactly. So they go on Reddit and they be spewing fucking hateful and bullshit, bro. So then I had somebody on there talk about, hey, fuck what they talk about, bro. You doing God's work. And I was like, bro, that's what God mean to me, bro. God is controlling this, bro. This God's advice, bro. Gab. So that's another show that I got, you feel me? And them my three shows, bro. And if you want to find that shit on YouTube, all you got to do is type in Kamal Johnson ENT, The Gab, or The Magic Think Tank Podcast, or The Sears Glare. Bro, I'm going to pop up. You pop up right away, bro. And then for the podcast format, I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on SoundCloud, and I'm on Google Podcasts. All you got to do is either type in The Gab or The Magic Think Tank Podcast. Bam, pop right the fuck up, bro. Hey, Julius, bro. I appreciate you for having me on here, bro. And like, I'm glad we could do this shit, bro. Cause we just debunking the stereotype that's saying that black men can't fucking work together, man. Can I shout out my social medias?
Real quick? Shout out.
So look, I'm heavily active on TikTok and Twitter. Cause TikTok, that's where everybody fucking going from Instagram, and Twitter, cause it's the Wild Wild West. All you got to do is type in Kamal Johnson ENT. And I'm on Instagram and all that, but I try to keep everything simple, like just all Kamal Johnson ENT. You type that across any of those platforms, I'm going to pop up. So,
but yeah, thank you, beautiful and ugly listeners, for fucking with the show. And with that, we out. Keep it toxic. Stay toxic, my friend.
Toxic Tangents Podcast.